In many parts of the country, it's the season of Race for the Cure. That's the event organized by the Breast Cancer Foundation called Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Well, after a recent controversy, it appears fewer people may be participating in the races. A few months ago, the charity angered many by deciding to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. It later reversed that decision. Now some cities are reporting turnout in line with previous years, but others are not. NPR's Ted Robbins was at this weekend's race in Tucson, where attendance was down 25%.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Runners and walkers poured across the starting line of the Southern Arizona Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Waves of pink, the color of breast cancer awareness. Pink t-shirts, pink ribbons, pink signs saying "Save the Tatas." No protest signs, but there were fewer racers, about 7,000 compared with 10,000 last year. No one seemed to be talking about why, and some, like Glenn Caron, who walked with his wife and baby to support a coworker with breast cancer, were oblivious to the controversy.
We don't follow politics too much, so this is we're just focused on cure for cancer, and this is our small part that we can do.
Others, like Kay Chambers, were quick with a response when asked about the controversy. Chambers said she supports both Komen and Planned Parenthood.
I think they're both important agencies and have great services for people, and it doesn't change my mind about the walk. It doesn't change my mind about the purpose of the Komen folks. But it's just too bad that it's had to work out that way.
Ophie Gonzalez was in a wheelchair being pushed by her family. She's undergoing chemotherapy for breast cancer. She said she's disgusted, her word, with how Komen handled the Planned Parenthood issue.
I didn't think they thought about it clearly, you know, so I think they made a boo-boo.
People who were upset enough, of course, didn't show up. Amory Wetton was part of a women's health group from Raytheon Missile Systems. She says fewer people raced on their team this year.
Yeah, and we did have a hard time, though, getting people. We had to bring in people from the Susan G. Komen Foundation to come in and talk at work in order to get people to sign up.
Jamie Leopold's been the one doing the talking.
Literally, I've been going to businesses, community groups, churches.
Leopold is Southern Arizona Komen Chapter Director. The chapter depends on the race for 85% of its budget. With that money, it funds breast cancer treatment, screening, and education programs. Planned Parenthood of Southern Arizona has not asked for money from Komen, but if it had, Leopold said she distanced herself from the original national decision.
We were very clear that you do not intrude on grants guidelines at the local level. And we would have adhered to our grant-making process that would have allowed any legitimate nonprofit into our grants competitive process.
Jamie Leopold says the national controversy upset all sides locally, which she says actually led to some valuable discussion.
What we actually need in this nation is deliberative dialogue, a chance to talk and listen to one another across the lines. And actually, I've been listening to people, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, around they do not want to see politics and women's health.
While participation in the Southern Arizona Komen Race for the Cure was down, it's too early to tell how much donations might drop. If it's significant, the Southern Arizona chapter may have to look at cutting some grants. Jamie Leopold says the last to go would be mammogram screening and cancer treatment. The first would be education programs. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.